Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Otis Nixon. Batting second. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting third. The shortstop, Julio Franco. Batting fourth. The DH, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Pat Tabler. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Joe Carter. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Carmelo Castillo. Batting ninth. The catcher, Chris Bando. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Ramon Romero. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Reed Nichols. Batting second. The shortstop, Scott Fletcher. Batting third. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The DH, Carlton Fisk. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Luis Salazar. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mark Hill. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Julio Cruz. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Floyd Bannister. And now, play ball. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard hits a line drive into left field. Salazar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a fly ball into left field. Salazar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby takes first base on ball four. Franco moves to second. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fletcher fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols takes first base on ball 4. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher hits a line drive into left field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Nichols moves to second. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Nixon. Fisk reaches second base with a double. Nichols scores. Baines moves to third. It's Indians, 1, White Sox, 1. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett takes first base on ball 4. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground for a double play. Baines scores. It's 2-1, White Sox. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mark Real now playing left field. Luis Salazar now playing center field. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter strikes out. One out. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a line drive into center field. Salazar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar is called out on strikes. One out. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Romero fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a fly ball into center field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-1 in the game. Bernazard hits a fly ball into left field. Real settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Franco strikes out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-1 in the game. Thornton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mark Real is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Real hits a line drive into left field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0-for-1 in the game. Fletcher takes first base on ball 4. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a fly ball into left field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Fisk hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-1, White Sox. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hewlett hits a fly ball into center field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0-for-1 in the game. Tabler hits a line drive into center field. Salazar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. Carter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a fly ball into left field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar is 0 for 1 in the game. Salazar hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0 for 1 in the game. Hill hits a fly ball into center field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Salazar. The throw from Bando and he is safe. Salazar steals second. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0 for 1 in the game. Cruz takes first base on ball 4. Mark Real is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Salazar. The throw from Bando and he is safe. Salazar steals third. Mark Real is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Real is 0 for 1 in the game. Real hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Castillo strikes out. One out. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 1 in the game. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Nixon hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Nixon. The throw from Hill and he is safe. Nixon steals second. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0 for 2 in the game. Bernazard takes first base on ball 4. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Franco hits a fly ball into center field. Salazar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Fletcher hits a fly ball into right field. Castillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Tom Waddell now pitching. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Fisk hits a pop-up towards short. Franco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hewlett hits a fly ball into center field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 2 in the game. Thornton hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Jacoby is called out on strikes. Two outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0 for 2 in the game. Tabler hits a dribbler in front of the plate. Hill interferes with Tabler, who is awarded first base. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 2 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Tabler moves to second. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Castillo hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. 3 runs are unearned. It's Indians, 4, White Sox, 4. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 2 in the game. Bando hits a fly ball into center field. Salazar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Walker takes first base on ball 4. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Salazar hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Tabler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0 for 2 in the game. Hill hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cruz hits a fly ball into left field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Nixon hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Nixon moves to second. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fletcher fields it and throws to second for the out. Nixon moves to third. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 3 in the game. Thornton hits a fly ball into left field. Real settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Nixon tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-4, Indians. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Mark Real is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Real is 0 for 2 in the game. Real hits a fly ball into right field. Castillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen pinch hits for Scott Fletcher. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Baines hits a fly ball into right field. Castillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen now playing shortstop. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0 for 2 in the game. Tabler takes first base on ball 4. Dan Spillner now pitching. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tabler. The throw from Hill and he is out, Guillen applying the tag. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker can't make a play. That's a base hit. Carter moves to second. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 3 in the game. Bando takes first base on ball 4. Carter moves to third. Castillo moves to second. Juan Agosto now pitching. Mike Hargrove pinch hits for Otis Nixon. Benny Ayala pinch hits for Mike Hargrove. Benny Ayala is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ayala hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to home to get Carter. Castillo moves to third. Bando moves to second. Two outs. George Vukovic pinch runs for Benny Ayala. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bernazard takes first base on ball 4. Castillo scores. Bando moves to third. Vukovic moves to second. It's 6-4, Indians. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. George Vukovic now playing right field. Brett Butler now playing center field. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Fisk hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Fisk reaches second base with a double. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hewlett is called out on strikes. One out. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Walker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Walker reaches second base with a double. Fisk scores. It's 6-5, Indians. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Salazar bunts in front of the plate. Bando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brian Clark now pitching. Oscar Gamble pinch hits for Mark Hill. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 5. The Indians will come to bat. Carlton Fisk now catching. Juan Agosto now pitching. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Thornton hits a line drive towards short. Guillen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Jacoby strikes out. Two outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Tabler hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Carter hits a line drive towards short. Dillon reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Cruz takes first base on ball 4. Mark Rial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rial is 0 for 3 in the game. Rial bunts towards the mound. Clark fields it and throws to first for the out. Cruz moves to second. One out. Jerry Hairston pinch hits for Ozzie Guillen. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston takes first base on ball 4. Brian Little pinch runs for Jerry Hairston. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Baines hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and Cleveland Indians, 6. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.